and welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for October 21st, 2014. And welcome to episode number 197. I'm your host, Dr. Brian D. Parsons. This week's news is brought to you by the International College of Humanistic Science. ICHS focuses on providing affordable, self-paced, standalone certificate and certification courses in a variety of metaphysical, esoteric, mystical, paranormal, business, and practical life topics that all relate to the human condition. Visit ichsworld.org for more details. In encrypted news, one of the latest viral photographs centers on a strange aerial shot that appears to show a giant crab that measures 50 feet across. Crabzilla, as it's billed, first appeared in Weird Witstable, an online site dedicated to strange things based in the Kent area of the United Kingdom. The photograph then appeared in a UK newspaper, Sunday Express, and went viral from there through social media as well as through television media. Many speculated this to be a photoshopped picture or merely a sandbar, but then a second photograph appeared in July of this year showing giant claws coming out of the water. Quentin Winter, the curator of Weird Witstable, claims he personally saw this giant crab but offers no proof other than his statement. Both of these photographs appear to be fakes, and looking at the world record crabs, the largest crab ever recorded was a paltry 12 feet across. Unfortunately, this crab is known as a Japanese spider crab and is not found in the United Kingdom. The photograph shows what appears to be a brown crab, which grow to be only around 9 inches wide on average, with the record only being slightly over 11 inches wide. This report is more than likely a hoax until we see a crab hauled out of the ocean and sold to Red Lobster. BFRO, the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, the team that brings you the quality investigative programming of Finding Bigfoot, has released a method to estimate the number of Bigfoot in a particular state. This method takes the number of estimated black bear in a state and then divides that number by 68. They estimate that there are 68 black bear for every Bigfoot, apparently. Let's take a look at what that means for the top states that typically report Bigfoot. Based on this method, California and Washington would have around 441 Bigfoot each. Texas would have less than 4. Florida would have 44. Ohio would have 1. Pennsylvania would have 206. And some interesting numbers from other states, as Maine would have 367. Connecticut would have 5. Massachusetts would have 44. New Hampshire would have 73. 88 Bigfoot would live in New Mexico, and Alaska would have a staggering 2,941 Bigfoot based on black bear by state statistics from 2011. The total number of black bear in the 50 states is 534,085, which means there would be 7,854 Bigfoot total and 4,913 in the lower 48 states. Of course, hopefully one realizes that these statistical measurements are barely above ludicrous. And Bigfoot's Australian cousin, the Yowie, is at the center of an argument between two Yowie research groups. Jason Dunn and Jason Heal have released nighttime footage of what they feel is a Yowie in the woods. However, Dean Harrison of the Australian Yowie Research website and investigator for nearly 20 years feels that the pair, who have only been investigating for 3 years, are not to be taken seriously and refer to them as, quote, court jesters, unquote. The Jasons fired back, stating that Harrison is merely jealous of the evidence gathered and that he is intimidated that they are getting such video, and that if Harrison had been around as long as he has in the field, he too would have had video like theirs. Well, if you want to see the video, check out the Paranormal News Insider Facebook page at facebook.com/ParanewsInsider. And in UFO news, MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, has released their September sighting statistics. MUFON collected 760 reports from all around the world, with 626 of those from the United States, and a total of 41 countries reporting. Why so many in the United States? Well, that's because MUFON is stationed here, plus many other countries have their own major reporting sites. Canada was second with 41 reports, United Kingdom with 23, and India with 11, and the remaining countries experienced 4 or fewer reports turned in to MUFON. California was the number one state by a huge margin with 93 reports. Pennsylvania and Florida were tied at number 2 with 32 reports each. Ohio was next with 31. Arizona had 29, Michigan 28, Texas 27, New York 25, Illinois and Indiana each had 24, Missouri had 22, Oregon and North Carolina each had 21, and the remaining states had less than 20 reports each. The most often reported shape was a sphere with 140 reports. Circle had 84, Starlike had 82, Triangle had 64, and Disc had 61. Big thanks to Jan Harzan, the executive director of MUFON, for these sighting statistics. And a man recorded a large triangular-shaped UFO flying in the sky over Charlotte, North Carolina, back on October 11th. Luis Rodriguez was walking his dog around 7:30 that night and saw the object. He tried to find a logical solution, but became convinced that this was not normal after watching the video numerous times. The local NBC station sent the video to Catherine Qualtrall, observatory director and astronomy lab manager at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. She stated that the object did look strange, but also added that these sightings usually have logical solutions behind them. The same night in Charlotte, the Bank of America 500 NASCAR race was going on just a few miles from Rodriguez's home. Video of the event shows a large cluster of military aircraft in a triangular formation doing a flyby at the same time of the sighting. The planes also had strobes, which looked exactly like what Rodriguez filmed. Sounds like a slam dunk explanation, but the once logical Luis Rodriguez does not feel that this fact satisfies his sighting. And 10 witnesses in Marmot, West Virginia, claim to have seen 3 giant triangular-shaped UFOs move by a coal plant around 10 p.m. on October 12th, according to a MUFON report. The witnesses described the UFOs as being as large as a football field and being less than 500 feet off the ground. The group of men had been working on pipes in the plant, which was shut down at the time, and were outside near a truck when one of the men pointed out the objects. They watched as each large UFO slowly passed without a sound, and a smaller UFO followed the large 3. Despite viewing this for around 15 minutes, there were no photographs or drawings available in the report. And in other news, strange spontaneous fires have been breaking out in the small village of Canneto di Carania in Sicily since 2004. Experts in various areas were unable to find an answer to these fires, and despite many of the objects not being plugged in, the entire electrical system to the village was upgraded. This year, the mysterious fires have returned, with mattresses, cars, unplugged appliances, furniture, folded clothes, and various other objects that seem to just catch on fire with no source. Firefighters have evacuated the village and are again searching for a cause.
Cool.
Fire! 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 Fire!
Conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings. This weekend we have the Port Gamble Ghost Conference taking place on October 24th and 25th in Port Gamble, Washington. And I will be at the Westerville Public Library on Monday, October 27th in Westerville, Ohio for my 6th consecutive year. And I'm really looking forward to this event. We'll be talking about the E4 method and paranormal investigation and ghosts and whatever else comes up. On November 15th, we have the Ohio Paranormal Gathering in Akron, Ohio. And The Paranormal at Sea 2014 takes place December 7th, 2014. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at Insider at ParanewsInsider.com. And for the Paranormal News Insider, this is Brian Parsons.